Earth and Sky.
You're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. Research biologist Ben Halpern led research into the first ever map of the total impact humans make on our oceans. What's the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about the Atlas of the Human Impacts on the Oceans?
The extent of impact that we're having on the oceans is quite large. There's no space left on the planet untouched by human activities, and there's large areas, over 40%, that are being heavily impacted.
What did you mean by 40% of the world's oceans?
40% of the oceans had enough of an impact from all the different activities that we mapped that it put it into a category of degradation that said that it is heavily impacted or fairly severely degraded. And so we used ground truth data from other studies that have done global assessments of the condition of marine ecosystems, and we used our results and compared them to their results to ground truth our cumulative impact scores to something in the ocean to tell us what they mean. And so that 40% represents area in the ocean that is, we call it heavily impacted, but you could also call it degraded, and that's what the ground truthing provided us information on. But I also really want people to come away with a sense of both hope and opportunity, because what our results show is that despite that, there are small patches, and in some cases large patches of ocean, that are still relatively have relatively low impact to them, and those areas offer real opportunity for protecting our oceans. And then our analysis also showed that, you know, it's not a uniform problem. Not every single spot that does have, or not every single spot in the ocean is the same, and that provides opportunity for thinking about where and how to best manage our oceans to allow for these activities to continue, but to ensure that they don't degrade our oceans anymore so that we can still use the oceans for what we like to use them for.
Well, there's a lot to dive off on there, this ocean map, it looks kind of like a patchwork of colors, ranging from red to green. What does it all mean? How were the colors assigned? What's going on?
You're exactly right that it's a patchwork, and like I was saying, that's what's so exciting, we think, about our results, is it really provides that sense of where the impact is going on and how much. And those colors are not just randomly chosen. They're actually chosen to represent, from ground truth data, what the ocean condition is. And so when you've got bright red, like a hot spot, things are quite bad. When you've got green and blue, things are much better. And so you can look at this map visually very quickly, get a good sense of where and how much humans are having an impact on the oceans.
And what are some of the highlights that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I've mentioned two, both the fact that we've left no spot untouched and that the area that we're having a heavy impact on is quite large. But I think it's really important to make two other points. One is that although there's been a lot of focus on coral reefs and mangroves, which our analyses confirmed are not in great condition, there are other ecosystems that are actually in worse condition. And these are ones that people probably don't pay much attention to, like rocky reefs, which are shallow rocky areas that have huge diversity in them, and the continental shelves, which are where you get a lot of the productivity of fish and other types of things that we use from the oceans, come from the continental shelves. And those ecosystems are even more impacted than the coral reefs and the mangroves. And so they really need to be focused on more in our efforts to better manage and conserve the oceans. The other point that I'd like to highlight is that coastal areas in particular, which is where most of the people use and enjoy the oceans, are also where, because of that, the impacts tend to be the highest. And so we've got a lot of different activities co-occurring in the coastal oceans that are creating very high impact in those areas. And so the coastal oceans, which are what we care about most usually, are also the areas that are most impacted. And so we really need to think carefully about how to move forward with better management of these coastal waters.
And how is this map going to be used, and who is going to use it?
Well, we don't really know how or who. We can say what we hope it will get used for. We really hope that both management and conservation agencies will be able to use it. And one of the things that we are particularly excited about with our results, and was one of the intent of our approach for doing this, is that we don't prescribe any approach that should be used. We just say, here is the foundation of what you need to know. Some organizations focus on the most threatened places. Other organizations focus on the most pristine places. Whatever your mandate or your criteria for action, we think our results provide a really important foundation for how to move forward with that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share today with the public and the listeners of Earth and Sky?
I guess I would just like to leave with both the sense of urgency that we really need to be doing something now about this, but also the sense of opportunity and hope that because of there being places left in the ocean that are untouched, and because we now have a better sense of where and how we're affecting the oceans, we're armed with the information we need to in order to start moving forward to implement better ocean management.
Thanks to Ben Halpern of the National Center for Ecological Analysis and Synthesis at UC Santa Barbara. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.